UN and Afghan officials say as many as 2,000 Afghans are being deported every day. Afghan authorities have asked Tehran to end the immigration crackdown, saying the massive flood of forced returnees could overwhelm local resources. UN spokesman Adrian Edwards says the international body has also shared its concerns with Iranian officials in the Afghan capital.
Quite clearly, it is a concern. And I think when you do something like this, it does have to be done in a humane manner. It does have to be orderly and gradual so that the receiving country can cope.
He says most of those being forced out of Iran are illegal workers, not refugees. So technically, the Iranian operation is considered legal. Iran told the UN and the Afghan government in February that it would begin deporting illegal immigrants later this year. The UN says there are around 920,000 registered Afghan refugees in Iran, along with at least 1 million undocumented Afghans. Edwards says many of the Afghans being deported have been separated from their families, including young children. Nearly all of the returnees say Iran is making them pay for their own transportation costs, even as they're being forced out of the country. There are also widespread reports of Iranian abuse of Afghans. The New York-based Human Rights Watch says many of the deportees claim they were seriously beaten before being driven out of Iran. The Afghan Independent Human Rights Commission says some Afghan nationals have died from injuries inflicted by Iranian police. Human Rights Watch is calling on Iran to immediately halt the mass deportations and give the Afghans an opportunity to seek asylum if appropriate. Iranian officials in Kabul are denying any allegations of abuse along the border and say the transfers will continue as planned. They say the undocumented workers are being forced out because of the extraordinary impact they're having on Iran's economy. Iranian businesses are under pressure from U.S.-led economic sanctions over Tehran's refusal to halt its controversial nuclear program. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.